Okay, first of all, we'll go back to the vampire man who was on hold. Hello, thanks for holding, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You don't mind me calling you the vampire man, do you?
No, I've been called worse, believe me.
All right, first of all, you got to tell me how this all started for you. Were you born this way?
See, there's another thing that's up for debate in the vampiric community. A lot of us believe we were vampires. We were born as vampires because we were vampires in a previous life. But that goes into a lot of detail that I don't really think you have time for.
Well, but then now I'm confused, though, because I always thought that you were always living, basically.
Yeah, but that's another Hollywood. Vampires do not have what you consider long life. I mean, we live
like a human lives.
Yeah, we live about the same way as, you know, as your typical normal human being lives. You know, we can die of the same damn things.
So the old stake in the heart, that's another Hollywood myth.
The stake in the heart is going to kill anybody.
Yeah, that's true too.
You know? And the thing is, you know, there's no such thing as an undead vampire. About the only things I believe are undead are you know, ghouls and zombies, and I've yet to meet one of them.
All right, let me throw some things your way, and you tell me if this is myth or fact, okay?
Okay.
First of all, we were talking about vampires that suck blood from humans, and you said some do.
Yeah. See, the questions you're asking me, my girlfriend and I have actually put up our own website with a lot of FAQs, and the questions you're asking me are questions I don't mind answering to somebody who's actually interested. It's the ones who do it mockingly that...
Oh, no, we're not mocking you. I'm curious.
But where it comes to drinking blood, there are several different types of vampires out there, actually. You've got what a lot of us consider a blood vampire, sanguinarian, you know, vampires that feed strictly from actual physical blood, and they're usually drawn from a small wound on their donor, and it's always, pardon me.
Vampire, are you a vampire with a cold?
I have asthma.
Wait a minute. You're a vampire who has asthma?
There's another thing. Vampires are just as susceptible to diseases as anyone else, especially if we've gone a while without feeding. The normal, I guess, feeding schedule, and when I say feeding, you know, drinking blood or psychic energy, however you want to do it, is once or twice every couple of weeks. That seems to be normal in the vampiric community.
Now, if you don't get a willing participant to cough up the blood, I shouldn't say it like that. I mean, what do you do? Do you go stalk someone out?
No. A vampire, this is another thing that's up for debate in the vampiric community, but a vampire feeding from somebody, whether it's psychically or physically, from somebody who has not given their permission, it's kind of likened to rape.
Well, I would agree with that, but some vampires do that? I mean, do they jump people from behind and start biting their neck?
I don't know, say, jump people from behind, but there's a lot of psychic vamps. Every vampire goes through what's called an awakening. This is when...
An epiphany. Their senses...
Yes?
I said an epiphany.
Yes, an epiphany. An awakening. This is when our senses start to... We've always realized there's something different about us, but these are when our senses start to, I guess, get a bit stronger, and we start to actually realize what we honestly are.
Were your parents vampires?
No, my parents are not. They know I am.
At what age, then, did you become a vampire, or did you become aware you were one?
I hit my awakening about 19 years old.
You were 19. All right, what's the first thing you did? What was the first drop of blood you ate? I mean, you drank.
The first thing I did when I found out that this is what I was, when my awakening hit me, when I guess certain memories hit me and certain feelings hit me, I honestly passed out. It was such an overwhelming shock, I fainted.
You fainted? I mean, how did you find out?
I was working at a convenience store. Graveyard shift, of course.
Of course.
And a gentleman walked in, and The only way I can say this is I guess he recognized me from a past life.
So he was one too.
Yes, he called me Tarrant. Tarrant is the name I go by in circles. It's not my real name. I would prefer not to give my real name.
I understand.
Tarrant is the name I am known by in vampiric circles.
You got to take care of that asthma.
He called me Tarrant. He said, oh, hello, Tarrant.
Out of the blue. You never met him before.
Out of the blue. And I just blinked. And I had a couple, I guess you would say, a flood of a few memories.
So where'd you get your first drop of blood?
My first drop of blood, believe it or not, was from a female friend who I had met while I was working at the convenience store. And she had already known what I was because she was what you were. Right.
But what'd you do? Go up to her and say, hey, can I, bite your neck?
Asked me. We were talking, and she came in one night. This was a couple of nights after that happened. And we got to talking, and she looked at me, and she goes, you know what you are now, don't you? And I said, yes. I guess I've always known, but I actually now believe. And she said, do you need to feed? I mean, that was exactly what she asked me. Do you need to feed? And I said, yeah, I do. I really do believe I need to. Now, here's where a lot of things get, I won't say convoluted, but different. This is where the different type of vamps come in. You've got, you know, the sanguinarius vamp, which, like I said, we feed from actual physical blood. You've got energy vamps. They feed directly from some outside energy source.
Sure.
And within that category, or, you know, I'm pretty sure you've heard the term psychic vamp.
Absolutely. We've done shows on that.
Yeah, they draw energy. They need directly from another person or a bunch of people's oral, pranic, whatever you want to call it, their energy. You've got an emotional vamp, people that draw energy from other people's emotions, also called empathic vampires. And in this, most vampires and other kins are empathic to begin with. You know, we can pretty much feel.
And then you just evolve a little bit.
Well, yeah. Then you've got sexual vamp. There's no need to explain that. Then you've got your elemental vamp, and these vampires tend to draw most or pretty much exclusively from the elements or nature. You know, storms, lightning storms, heavy storms seem to be a big favorite source.
Interesting. Okay.
But anyway, me and my girlfriend, and there are several others like this in the vampiric community, and there's a lot of toss-up over the name, but we prefer to call ourselves hybrids. I guess you'd call us a cross between sanguinarius, blood-feeding vamps, and psi vamps, energy vamps, because even though her and I have yet to actually puncture the skin, we don't feed directly from somebody's psychic energy source.
So, in this first case in the convenience store with the girl, did you chomp on her neck or what?
Well, the first time, yeah, I actually did. I placed my lips on her neck. And bit down. I didn't bite hard enough to, like, break the skin or not even leave a hickey or a bruise. But I bit down enough to where I could feel, I guess, the flesh against my teeth.
And when you drink the blood, I mean, how much are you drinking? Just a little bit?
Well, actually, yeah, it's, you drink, and the best way to describe it is enough. And you know being a vampire when it's enough. You just know.
And she doesn't pass out or anything like that?
I have yet to ever have anybody pass out. Now, usually after feeding, and it doesn't matter what type of feeding it is, the person, the donor, usually feels slightly euphoric, maybe a bit serene. They might have a little loss of energy, but it doesn't reach danger levels.
All right.
If you drink enough from somebody to get them to reach a danger level, you've drank way too much. You fed a lot.
Tell me a little bit. About the person who allows you to do this. I mean, why do they do this?
Well, one, I'm pretty sure, you know, you've seen a lot of vampire movies. Vampires are very romanticized.
I mean, what do you look like? What do you wear? What kind of clothes do you have?
Well, what do you wear?
Normal stuff.
There you go.
So you're not walking around in a black cape or anything like that?
Vampires and gothics seem to be lumped together.
Yeah.
Now, granted, there are a lot of goths who are vampires and a lot of vampires who are goths. But the goth in and of itself has nothing to do with what a lot of modern-day goths say it is.
Do you have vampire teeth?
No, actually, I wear dentures.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of vampires do have slightly prominent canines, but I don't think I've ever known any vampire to actually bite somebody and pierce his skin and draw the blood out that way.
You've heard of some people who are vampire wannabes, and they go to the dentist, and they have those teeth put on permanently.
Oh, there are a lot of them in the community. Some of them are vampires, but they like to play up the fantasy, if that makes sense.
Sure. All right, now, do you all get together and meet regularly?
Sometimes. Some of us do. My girlfriend and I are like, we live out in the middle of nowhere. We live out in the boonies, so it's kind of hard to actually get together in a lot of these places.
What state are you guys in?
Mississippi is where we live.
Mississippi,
right now.
That's right. You said that earlier. Okay.
Yes. But a lot of the donors, I guess they're attracted. And the only way I can say is they're attracted to the vampiric image. And most donors, though, honestly, know the difference between Hollywood and real life.
And so what do you do for a living now, if I can ask?
Right now, I am currently looking for work. And in my spare time while I'm job hunting, I'm currently working on several novels.
Well, and I guess you don't put on your resume, I'm a vampire.
No. I mean, there are people I've worked with that knew what I was because they were too. My girlfriend and I were interviewed for the A&E special, The Secret Life of Vampires.
Really?
Yeah, my girlfriend and I were on it. But there's not a lot of people that honestly watched it.
Are you religious?
I believe in God. I believe in Christ. But I'm not religious per se. I don't believe in organized religion. I'm what you consider, I guess, paganistic. I believe...
Take care of that asthma, Mr.
Yeah,
Vampire Man.
I believe in God. I believe in Christ. I also believe in other gods, in other deities. I do practice magic from time to time. I also believe the credo, you know, do no harm. You know, paganistic is not, you know, symbolic with Satanism. But you're going to find a lot of vampires who are religious. I grew up in Utah. I grew up in a Mormon state. I moved out here in Mississippi to be with my girlfriend.
Do you wish that you were not a vampire if you had your pick?
No. Actually, I wouldn't. I wouldn't trade it for anything because a lot of the heightened senses I have because I'm a vampire have, the only way I can explain it is kept me out of trouble. Does that make any sense?
Sure. Now, one last question. You don't have the ability to shapeshift, do you?
No. That is strictly Hollywood.